Blog Talk Radio.
From the book of Thessalonians,
And we pray that everybody is having a blessed day on this line. Let me bring up here in the dashboard. Okay. So as we continue in this this walk, we want to welcome everybody in Pal Talk, in Blog Talk, on the internet in general, wherever you may be. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ. Whether you are on in the North American continent, the South American continent, whether you are on the African continent, in the Middle East, the Far East, European theater, communist bloc country, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, who call his own. All right, on this today, we're going to go ahead and start. Well, I want to make a couple of announcements. We want to remind everybody about the new moon service on tomorrow evening, and then on the 28th, the Pentecost. So let me ask my sister Denise here something. Have a peace, sister Denise. Sister Denise, are you able to hear me?
Yes.
All right, were you not able to get into the classroom?
Huh?
Were you not able to get into the classroom today?
Yeah, I was. I'm not at home. I'm trying to get home.
Oh, okay. I hear you. I hear you. All right. Amen. Amen.
All right.
I guess it's great to have choices.
Huh?
I said, I guess it's great to have choices.
Yeah. Yeah. That it is. That it is.
Amen. All right. So we're going to go ahead and proceed. If I can have the ladies to cover their heads, men, uncover your head as we turn toward the east. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20-21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I'm chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26-29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep the commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. We just glorify you on today, and we lift you up, and we magnify your name. And we extol thee, O Yah Elohim. We extol thee, Father. And we give you glory, honor, and praise on today as we come before you to honor this your day. And hallelujah to you, O Yah Elohim. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you, O Yah. Glory to you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. All glory and honor and praise belong to you, O Yah Elohim. And we bow down and we honor you on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you will forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes. Father, you have said your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and you walk contrary to us. Said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins, and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us, by scattering us into all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you, and you have walked contrary to us. And, Father, we are repenting from our wicked ways and turning from our sins, and we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us into all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, turn now your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. Hear our supplications and our prayers, and deliver us from this captivity. Father, we pray for the seed of Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, a spirit of love for you, a love. We pray for the seed of Abraham, all that you call a Messiah, that they would hear your voice, and that they would come, and that they would obey your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work, that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. 1 Kings, chapter 8. Starting in verse 46. And I will personalize it in your hearing. If we sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with us, and deliver us to the enemy, so that they carry us away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if we shall bethink ourselves in the land whither we were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried us captive, saying, we have sinned and have done perverse, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all our heart and with all our soul in the land of our enemies, which led us away captive, and pray unto thee toward our land, which thou gavest unto our fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which Solomon has built for thy name. Then hear thou our prayer and our supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain our cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all our transgressions wherein we have transgressed against thee, and give us compassion before them who carried us captive, that they may have compassion on us. For they be thy people, for we be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto us in all that we call for unto thee. For thou didst from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, and thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt. O Yah, Elohim. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other Elohims which you have not known. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 1. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall observe to do in the land, which thy Elohim of thy father giveth thee to possess all the days that you live upon the earth. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. The book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. And Elohim spake these words, saying, I am Yah, thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under thee. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. I love them that love me, and those in the early shall find me. The book of John chapter 14 and verse 15. John chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. May the Most High bless you to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right. The sounding of the shofar.
Because I gave it all and have nothing left. shackles and being set free. See, I may look like money, but you don't know what I've been through. And I'm still going through some of it, so dancing is something that I gotta do. Chance on this broken hearted man, grab my hand and he made me whole. Yeah. See, Jesus was the only one who saved my soul. Yeah. And Jesus was the only one that made me whole. So I'm gonna worship until I pass out. See, I'm gonna
me, just read.
The kingdom is
profit. False prophet. They really want to empty your pocket.
Empty your pocket.
Telling you that you will be blessed.
Ooh, what a lie.
Asking you to give them your last. Woe to them lying creatures. Woe to them pagan worshippers. Woe to them Christian deceivers. They telling you that you ain't the people.
Everybody of the beginning of my service tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Actually, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And for Pentecost service next Sunday, 10 a.m. Okay, we're going to go ahead and jump into this precept. Pray everybody has pen and paper with you on this evening as we go through the scriptures, Thessalonians chapter 2. The book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, a reference verse for tonight. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And this is really what's going on in the world today. People don't really love the truth of the Most High. They want to make their own truth. The things that they have been taught over the years, some of those, you know, false doctrines. Some of them are the traditions of men. Some of them are our own personal beliefs. They don't want to let them go for what the word of the Most High says. They're comfortable in where they're at. And being in that, he says that with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, all deception of unlawfulness in them that perish, saying that the Most High, what he cares about is that we obey him, that we keep his law. That's what he wants. Not whether we're comfortable with them or not, they are designed to give us life. And this is where he wants us at. So let's go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31. And let's look at what the Most High promised. Jeremiah, chapter 31 and 31. Behold, the days come, saith Yah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith Yah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yah. I will put my law in their inward part and write it in their heart, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. So the Most High said that the new covenant, he wasn't going to erase the law. He wasn't going to delete the law. He wasn't going to eliminate it. He was going to write it in the heart of the new saint, starting with Israel. And he put Israel to sleep because of their stubbornness and their disobedience, their hard-headedness, to put their righteousness above his. So he put them to sleep that he might bring in the Gentile nations. But in these last days, Yah is waking us up and calling us back. The gospel in the last days, Revelation 14, is that the word will go out to fear Yah. He's not our buddy, not our friend, but to fear him and to walk in all his ways. So we're going to go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 8. See if he changed anything, if he gave us any further revelation on this. Book of Revelation. Let's start in verse 7. Hebrews. I don't know where I'm getting Revelation from. The book of Hebrews 8, starting in verse 7. Hebrews chapter 8, starting in verse 7. For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for a second. For finding fault with them, Israel. He said, behold, the day cometh, saith Yah, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith Yah. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yah, I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their heart, and I will do to them, and I will be to them an Elohim, and they shall be my people. So again, the new covenant is his law, his heart. The Most High, I'm going to give you my statutes, my laws, my commandments, my ordinances, my judgments, and I'm going to write them in your heart, because this is my heart. This is how I feel about those things. This is my judgment on things in life. And if you keep these commandments, they will bring you life. They will save you. But if you don't keep them, you're going to die in your sin. So when we come into the New Testament and we come into today, there is all manner of doctrine out there. There's all manner of the tradition of men. There's all manners of people they believe is right. And it comes down to deception. And this is what the Antichrist does. And so we're going to look into this thing, because that the love of the Most High, agape love, to love the way he loves, that's what agape means, godly love. The Most High says, I'm giving you my heart, my mind, and I want you to do it, to obey it, to follow it. This is my love. And without agape love, you cannot keep the new covenant. Because it's not loving, it's not performing love in the way that people perform love. The way that people perform love, the way that people love, it is the way that the Most High loves. And he's got a different standard than we have. And, you know, you can use your own heart, your own mind if you want. But, you know, I can give you my spirit, and you still don't have to follow me. I'm not going to force you to follow me. So, you know, he says, you know, again, I find this scripture amazing. Lord, Yah, did we not do miracles in your name? Did we not cast out unclean spirits? Did we not do wondrous work in your name? They know him. And he says, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. You worker of iniquity stands for lawlessness. You didn't keep my commandments. You didn't keep my laws. You didn't keep my ordinances. You didn't keep my judgments. You said you knew me. You repented. I filled you with the Ruach. Still didn't obey. You performed all these works in my name. Now, you got to wonder, where is this coming from? And it's really the spirit of anti-Christ, anti-Messiah. That means opposed to him. Messiah came and he walked on the earth and he didn't sin. He kept the statutes, laws, commandments, the ordinances of the Most High. He kept those. And he showed us how we live this life. And he commanded us to do it. How do you say you love me and keep not my commandments? I told you to obey the ones you already have. I just explained them so that you would understand them better. subdue them. Don't come and say, oh, we don't have to do it. We're not up under it. So we're going to dive into this a little bit deeper today. Yeshua said he came in the name of the Father. He was here on the Father's business. Father Elohim, the scriptures tell us that Elohim is a spirit. And he is the spirit of agape love, Elohim love, godly love. Since we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yeshua himself came in the spirit of agape love. He came obeying the commandments. He wasn't against the commandments. He kept them. So he showed us agape love, how we walk in agape love. And that agape love is all about obeying the Most High, walking in his ways. Showed this to the human race and had it written down that we might do it through the generations. Each successive generation would have this available to them, and they would walk in it.
Give me that. The towel over there.
Okay. And we would walk in it and keep them. But the world has taught us the spirit of Antichrist, has taught us that we don't have to keep this. That, you know, they find something that they like or they don't like, and they create a doctrine and a religion around it. Okay, that's how come we can have 30,000 or 40,000 different Christian denomination. So we're supposed to be of one mind, one heart. The only way you can have that one mind and that one heart is to obey the Most High, to walk in the way that he says to walk, to read it, believe it, and do it, okay? So, Messiah manifested agape love to the world and showed us how we were to walk in it and how we were to be pleasing to the Most High by obeying his commandments. Everybody in the world who has read the scriptures, he says, to study to show thyself approved. Then we have to know that we can't walk in our own form of love. Because truth be told, almost every person has a different definition of what love is. And if we use our own standard for that, then we will fall short, because he calls us to use form of love as the standard by which we measure ourselves, by which we walk in. So people don't have, you know, an excuse. They really don't have an excuse when it comes to this. Because, you know, the world is doing what Israel did. Israel justified themselves, and they walked in what they believed that the Most High wanted. And the Most High said, no, you're falling short. Every time I turn around, you're in transgression of my law. You are not obeying. And then you're establishing your own righteousness over my righteousness. So if I say to do X, and you don't want to do X, you say that your ways are more right than my ways. You say that your judgments are more right than my judgment. And that was a problem. So he put out in the book of John, chapter 15. Now, because Messiah came and he showed us the way, because if he had not come, we would be without sin. Hear that again. If he had not come and shown us the way, we would be without sin, because we would be in ignorance, and we could say, you know, we didn't know. So John chapter 15, verse 22. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned. They had not sinned. If I had not come and spoken to them, they wouldn't have any sin. Why? Because the Most High never counts ignorance against them. Only willful sin. But now they have no cloak for their sins. Mankind, everybody that hears the gospel, everybody that sincerely studies it, will come into the knowledge of the truth if they are sincerely seeking. So he says, had I not come into the world, you wouldn't have any sin. Only Israel would have sin, because the statutes, laws, commandments, the ordinance, and his judgments were given to Israel, and Israel was supposed to give it to the rest of the world. The Messiah caused it, and Most High caused it, that all mankind would have the opportunity to hear this. So he's telling us, if he had not come into the world and shown the world via demonstration, by demonstration, what agape love was, the world could not be condemned. Because he did come here, and because he did show the world openly what agape love really is, and also gave us the plan of salvation via the new covenant. I'm going to write my laws into your heart and in your mind that you might do them. I'm going to give you my spirit that you might perform my judgment. His, not our own. He's got a different standard than we have. And we don't want to live by his standard. You know, we want to make, you know, we're only human. So forth and so on. But the Most High says, no, that's not what I told you to do in that matter, in this situation. And like Israel told him, the Most High's ways are not even. They're not equal. Now, imagine that, a people telling the Most High that his ways are not equal. And the Most High replies to them, are not my ways equal and your ways unequal? So you're going to establish your righteousness over mine and tell me that my ways are not equal? Well, when we don't do what he says to do, that's exactly what we're telling him. My way is better than your way, Most High. I don't think that I should have to do that. I'll do it this way. So Messiah came and showed us, hey, this is the way you walk. This is Yah's plan of salvation. Believe on me who came into the world. Be baptized in my name. Die to your sin. Die to your transgressions. You're not keeping the law, or you can't confess what you don't know. So everything that, you know, and I think herein is the problem, is that people just said that they were sinners. That's generic. What was your specific sin? So that you could die to it. You could put a label on it and die to it. Not I'm just a generic sinner, but your specific sins. And then die to those sins and then get baptized. Knowing that what the expectation is that you died to that thing. You're no longer going to do that. You buried it, and you buried that with the old man, the old you. And you came up out of that water, a new creation. Let's move on with this. What agape love is, the world can't hide behind it, doesn't know. The world can't say that it's ignorant of this. There's no hiding place. There's only if Elohim wants you to know or he don't want you to know. Whether he wants you to understand and come into life or he doesn't want you to understand. That's why Messiah said, when his disciples said, why do you speak to the people in parables? Why don't you just tell them plainly? It's not given to them to understand. But to you, it is given to understand. You got to stop sinning. You got to keep the commandments of the Most High. And you got to do it with your whole heart. It's got to be the most precious thing to you. It's not given to them to to understand it. And when I saw it, I was like, wow, that's deep, that's deep. So either Most High didn't want them to understand, or they themselves don't want to understand. They don't want to keep it, okay? But understand, as we've gone through this series, the Most High is not concerned with unbelievers. He's not concerned with them. He's concerned with believers. And inside of the group, the whole group of believers separated into two separate groups of believers. Those that hear the word and obey, and those that don't. They hear the word, they're believers, but they don't obey. They don't keep the command.
Shalom. Hello?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Are you able to hear me on the line, Sister Clara? Sister Clara, are you able to hear? Testing 1, 2, 3. Sister Mary, Sister Denise, are you able to hear? Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Test, test, test. Sister Mary, Sister Denise, are you able to hear? Just speak right there. Testing 1, 2, 3. Test, test, test. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Are you able to hear me now? It's like you're trying to talk, Sister Denise, but I can't hear you. Test, test, test. Testing 1, 2, 3. In 1, 2, 3, test, test, test. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Say something, Sister Mary, again. Testing 1, 2, 3. Test, test, test. Are you able to hear me? I can hear you now. Can you hear me, Sister Mary? And Sister Denise is saying back in. Okay. Yeah, I'm having a lot of technical difficulties here with internet and phone service. So I think because of the time, we're going to stop right here, and I'm just going to read you this lesson tomorrow morning. People online, my phone service went out for the people that were called into the line just couldn't hear, and they all dropped. And so been trying to straighten that out. I lost you guys. So we will stop right here for this evening, and we will pick this back up tomorrow morning. Okay? So I will see you guys in the morning. I'm going to redo this lesson tomorrow morning. All right. Peace and blessings.
What can I do?
church. All right, shalom, family. Peace and blessings. We will redo this lesson tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. So have a blessed evening, and I'll see you guys next. All right, peace and blessings. And Sister Clara, if you are still on the phone there, finding that we will redo this lesson tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow morning. Shalom.